This is Bob Brunel. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will be getting an earful tonight from neighbors of a proposed 500-unit apartment and townhouse development near Lake Butamore. The council has already heard from some of the residents. City officials say Oshkosh needs additional housing due to our increasing population. The council will decide tonight whether the first phase of construction there should begin. The council will also have a hearing on allowing more business development to go in on the south side of Oshkosh Avenue. That area currently is a mixture of businesses and residential properties. The fate of the No Mow May program is also up for debate tonight. The program to encourage more bees has become a hornet's nest. Residents who don't take part in the program say it makes the homes near them look trashy. Now the science behind the idea of not mowing for a month to improve conditions for pollinators has also come into question. Last year, better than 600 properties signed up for No Mow May. When I first moved to Oshkosh several years ago, Ma Bell was just adding the 920 area code. It had been 414. Now, apparently, we're running out of phone numbers to start with 920. The solution is a new area code for the region, 274. Those new numbers will roll out very soon. Phase 2, Whitman Regional Airport is getting $200,000 in federal funding to improve operations and safety. Whitman Regional will replace old control tower equipment with that money. Whitman, of course, is the busiest airport in the world during the week of EAA. The city of Oshkosh is now looking for a new member of the city council. The council is accepting applicants to replace Matt Mugerauer, who was elected mayor just last week. Applicants will have to make a presentation to the council on April 25th, and then the council will make their selection. And city police in Oshkosh are now patrolling portions of Interstate 41. Back in January, Winnebago County Sheriff's Office announced that they were divesting their primary law enforcement duties for Interstate 41, Highway 441, Highway 45, and Highway 10. City police will take over Interstate 41 enforcement duties exclusively coming up in July. Turning to sports, last week I told you that Preston Riedinger had entered the transfer portal. Well, Preston has apparently decided to play basketball at University of Wisconsin Green Bay starting in the fall. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're backing it on Thursday of this week, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, as well as Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.